Hey everybody, welcome back to the show. Okay, we started talking about this idea of resilience. Higher self, lower selves, what am I talking about? Let's delve into it a little bit together and let's sort of get underneath this idea. Challenge impacts your brain in very specific ways. So remember, this is a critical thing to remember in life. We were built to survive. God created us with a brain that is really good at staying alive. Generally, right? Like, it's just built that way. So we have a part of our brain called the amygdala. It's in the back of our heads. And that hijacks whenever there's danger. And it puts us in a situation where it moves our body into a situation where we can fight or we can fly. It's called fight or flight. So you feel it, right? The juices move from your stomach to your extremities because you're not going to be eating when you're in danger, and your pupils dilate, and you start to sweat, cooling you down, and you know all the things that we call being nervous is really the body working in our benefit to put us in the best position to be successful whenever we're in an anxious environment. That's the body living in the world of survival, right? The executive function, the front end, shuts down. We don't think creatively. We're not thinking of the future. We're focused on the present. We worry about self. We're very focused on ourselves because we have to be, because we may not survive. And so what happens when you're in an environment where your survival is threatened is your body, your mind immediately sends you down the path of very specific triggers that get you in the best position to survive. Now, understand that's the default mechanism that you and I were born with. If you do nothing in your whole life, you will most likely, unless you dull these senses, you'll most likely have the ability to survive. You'll walk down a street and it will feel a little bit off and you will sense it. Right, you'll be on your phone and you'll be doing a whole bunch of things and your brain's got this and that and that. You're thinking, you're dreaming, and all of a sudden you'll feel a little bit like there's danger. Your brain's not like, yeah, it's danger, it's fine. Your brain will be like, wait, shut down the future. I gotta call you back. And all of a sudden, like, now it's dark and you can see more. How'd you know to do that? You didn't condition your muscles, your eyes, to see better at night when you feel scared. Right, you're driving in a car and you're playing with whatever, and you're with the screen, and you're on the phone, and you're doing your thing, and you're spacing out, and all of a sudden one car starts. This happened the other day, by the way. God should protect us all the time. This literally happened. I kid you not. I was on the Belt Parkway at night, and we see 5 cars in a drag race. It was freaky. 5 cars in a drag race. Zip, 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 zip. And you see them zip, 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 and they're like missing cars by half inch. It was freaky. I guarantee you, whatever was going on in that car, as soon as I saw that, I was entirely on those cars. Why? Because my brain did that. I didn't do that. My brain's like, this is survival. That's super dangerous. And you're in a car. Click out of executive function. Click out of imagination. Click out of multitasking. Right? Your brain makes you more physical. It changes your body. Focuses you on self, and it gets you into a world of survival. That is a normal part of life. That is what I'm calling the lower self. Not a negative. The lower self is the focus on self. There's nothing wrong with it. It's lower and higher. I'm not pulling it from any other greater source. So if you're thinking we'll bring in greater sources, but I want you to stay with me in a world where we can build our own examples out. The lower self is a self that is entirely focused on me. It's healthy, it's real, but it also could be very unhealthy. But I want you and I to understand this and recognize it, that it is a normal part of how we grow up and we live. Is whenever we feel threatened, we move naturally into a space called survival, and that's where we live. And if we can avoid things that make us feel threatened, we do. Which is why most people don't public speak, because social acceptance is connected to survival, right? For much of our history as human beings, we live in groups. We do. We live in groups. Look at where we are right now. Look at the environment we're in right now. We live and breathe and survive in groups. And as a result, if we're not accepted in a group, that impacts our survival. When you do things that create a very clear feedback loop, like speaking in front of someone or presenting in front of somebody or standing in front of somebody or singing in front of somebody or playing music in front of somebody or whatever somebody does that is a public, quick feedback loop thing, it's daunting because survival is connected to social acceptance. So we have all the fight and flight stuff, right? Our extremities, the sweat on the back of our neck. Those are all healthy things to help us, but we don't see it like that. We feel like it's throwing us off and we run away from it, right? This thinking is, I need to survive. So stay away from discomfort, right? Focus on self. One of the great challenges of people that are going through challenge is that sometimes they focus, it's not their fault, they have every right to, but it's easier to focus on self. And you see someone that's having a, forget real challenge, forget health, or I'm just having a bad day. You know, like you see somebody like it's having a bad day. Whatever it was, they got to fight with their boss, or they didn't do well on a project or a test or something. As soon as something negative happens to them, you see them just like collapse into themselves. You know, like, you know what I'm talking about? You could be someone that, you know, you live with or that you know, or a friend or a spouse or a kid. I don't know, right? Yesterday they were like in like this cheery mood and everything was wonderful and sunshine and you and them were rocking. And then like something throws them. It's nothing to do with you. And then they're just closed. And now you're like, hello. Like, and they're just, no, I'm okay. What's up? What's up is that in their world of survival, which in this case was a rejection from somebody who may be in charge of their finances or socially or whatever it is, the reaction is to focus more internally on self, to survive, to focus inward. That's the lower self, right? That's a natural part of how we deal with challenge. That actually keeps us physically alive, but cuts against our resilience, right? Resilience is not found when a person is focused on self. They're not resilient people. In fact, usually what ends up happening is over time, as one focuses on self and on their own survival and on their own world, and they hunker down and worry about themselves and take and cut the, do what they got to do, they actually get smaller and smaller as people, and more and more and more start to hurt them and threaten them, to the point in which they actually go in the opposite of resilient. They become much more prone to being hurt and much less capable of dealing with it. All right, so what does this mean? All right, so we'll talk about it. Have a great day. With God's help, can't wait to see you next time.